places, Father. Be with them and give them the guidance they need from thy word and preaching thy word in different places and converting people so that the congregation can grow. Forgive us our sins, Father, and help us to overcome temptation from day to day and to stay strong and faithful unto you. And be with our leaders of this country, Father. Give them the guidance they need to direct this country in the way that you would have to go. And let that help them to look unto you. We hope someday that there will be peace in all of the world. Be with them. Be with our men and women that are serving our country, Father. Be with their families and be with them as they serve and for our freedoms, so they may continue the peace and prosperity that we have in the United States. And we're so thankful for all that you've done for us and for this congregation. And Christ, I'm going to pray.
Please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Psalms, chapter 18. We're going to read a few groups of verses here, and these verses correspond to the singing of the songs, "I will call upon the Lord, and you are my strength." Starting in Psalms 18, verse 1 through 6. "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me, and the torrents of ungodliness terrified me. The cords of Sheol surrounded me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God for help. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry for help before him came into his ears." Verse 28 through 31. "For you light my lamp, the Lord my God illumines my darkness. For by you I can run upon a troop, and by my God, I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord, and who is a rock except our God?" And now, verse 46 through 50. "The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. And exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who executes vengeance for me and subdues peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. Surely you lift me above those who rise up against me. You rescue me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks to you among the nations, O Lord, and I will sing praises to your name. He gives great deliverance to his king and shows loving kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever."
Number 55 in your Songs of Praise and Glory.
Be exalted, the Lord God. salvation be exalted. I will look upon the Lord. He is all my righteousness. He will make his face to shine on me. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord God liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Number 110 in the same hymnal. You are my strength. Number 110.
If you'd like to follow along, I'll be reading from the first chapter of the book of Psalms. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its seasons, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Number 439 in your hymns for worship. 439. This is a beautiful setting of Psalm 19 to music. And I think it conveys the emotion just perfectly. So let's sing this with much feeling. All three verses of Psalm 19. Do, mi, do, sol, do. The supplements. Number 99, Thy Word.
And a light unto my path.
I will be reading from Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You have enclosed me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain to it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you.
We'll sing song number 54 from your supplement. I stand in awe. If you would please stand as you're able as we sing this song together.
Do so mi.
You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen or
seated. If you'll turn one song back to I Sing the Mighty Power of God. This was not on the original song list, but we'll sing number 53.
Do so.
I sing the mighty power of God. Thank you.
I'm going to read from the 51st Psalm, verses 1 through 4, and then verses 9 through 15. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Verses 9 through 15. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise.
Go ahead and mark your songbooks for the invitation. It'll be number 270. So we'll sing 270 for the invitation and hymns for worship. Sorry, that's in hymns for worship 270. And then once you have that marked, get out the small book again. And we'll sing Healing in Its Wings, number 30. Healing in Its Wings, number 30.
So often do If you have your Bibles, we'll look for a moment in the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter. John 15. And thank you for being here tonight. We have some visiting. We are so glad to see you. Wonderful job, Michael, putting songs together and being flexible there kind of at the last minute when things won't turn on the way they're supposed to. The sound is just so wonderful to listen to all of us blend our voices together, and I just enjoy these occasions so much. John 15 is the vine and the branches. Let me read the first several verses with you. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You're already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And let me stop there and just a couple of very short thoughts. We've always read this, I guess, and okay, here is a vine and there are all kinds of branches and there are grapes growing just kind of everywhere. And the ones that don't bear fruit grow grapes like they're supposed to. He cuts those down and casts them into the fire. And our quick explanation of that is that if you're not doing the will of God, you're going to be burned in the fire of hell. And all the rest of us are going to heaven and everything's going to be great for us. And I think when we oversimplify the scripture here, we miss a point. Because, okay, if things aren't going well with me, then that means I'm not bearing fruit and God's not happy with me and I can't go to heaven. But I'm kind of mindful when I read in verse 2 that he says, every branch that bears fruit, God prunes it that it can bear more fruit. Now, I don't know much about growing grapes. I do understand that there are times that bushes, vines, just aren't doing well and you trim them back. And I kind of wonder sometimes, if you cut a branch off a vine, does it hurt? And it might not, and branches don't usually cry out. Okay, here I am, and I'm attached to the vine, and I'm a branch, and I'm trying to bear fruit. And the Lord comes by and says, now there is something in you that really doesn't need to be there. And I'm going to prune it. And there may be a time in my life, or yours, probably so, that there's an element of our existence that needs to be severed. I need to get rid of impatience or whatever may bother you that is a sin against God. He prunes that. It's gone. It's no longer a part of my existence. But there may also be a branch that's bearing fruit, but it can do better. And I think sometimes when God prunes us, he places somebody in our life that offers us the right word of encouragement at the right moment, and it is the vine dresser. It's God. In the background, as I stay attached to Jesus, that God's in the background saying, he or she can do that just a little bit better. I need to give them a special teacher, a tutor, if you will, to bring them along a little bit better. And I find it fortuitous, not necessarily coincidental, that at marvelous moments in my life, God has put somebody there who can say, you need to look at this. This will make you a better person. And it may not be somebody that even intends to do that. Just somebody that God has placed there. And they say the right word at the right time. You remember Solomon's exhortation? A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a network or a picture frame of silver. The right thing in a beautiful setting. And God puts people like that in our life. We get to the point, I think, when we almost consider ourselves self-made people. Well, I've developed my talents. I've done the best that I can. And yeah, I have all these people in the background helping me. But I'd suggest to you from verse 2 that further in the background, sometimes we can't even see, there is God pruning me, helping me to overcome the distresses and difficulties of life, getting rid of the parts of my existence that don't really need to be there, but then the other parts of my existence that can be to his glory, he is magnifying by putting the right person. It's the master vine dresser who's really in charge of all this. And I'm just amazed sometimes that God has seen fit to bring us along the way he has, not just me, but every one of us, that he has enhanced our existence for his glory. And then in this passage over and over again, just Jesus is saying, you need to be attached to me. You need to maintain that attachment. You need to stay close to me so I can be yours and you can be mine. We're abiding in each other. And it's a marvelous thing. Now, my screen just came on, so if Michael wants to sing an extra song after everything tonight, that'll be wonderful. But I just ask you to be aware that when difficulties come up in your life, that you not say, this is awful. Why is God doing this to me? It may be just a part of God's pruning experience in our life. He prunes. That's what he does. He doesn't just brag, but sometimes he does that too. And God is marvelous in his dealings with us. If you're here tonight and not a child of God, we want to encourage you to become a Christian tonight. If you need to be baptized for the remission of your sins, things are prepared for you. If you are God's child and you need us to pray for you tonight, let us know how we can help. Would you come while we stand and sing?
Give me thy horse as the Father of all. No me so precious to him as our Lord. Softly he wins to wherever thou art. Gratefully trust me and give me thy heart. Give me thy heart. Give me thy heart. Hear the
with me real quick to Psalm 22 before we offer the Lord's Supper. Psalm 22. No, we don't normally read a scripture before the Lord's Supper in the evening, but it was too fitting for a psalm song service to not read Psalm 22. And I myself was not very aware of Psalm 22 until I led the psalm class. So we're going to read just a few excerpts out of it. And of course, I left those excerpts on my pew bench. I know it starts with verse 1, but then it was going to skip around a little bit.
It's verse 1. 6 through 7, 14.
All right. Verse 1. Oh, and before I read this, I need to inform you about it. It's a messianic psalm, and it's prophetic. And so, though it was written hundreds of years before Jesus came to the earth, but yet it portrays his crucifixion in the first person. So here we go. My God, why have you forsaken me? Skip to, what was it, verse 6? Sorry. There it is. Okay, verse 6. But I am a worm and not a man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All who see me sneer at me. They separate with the lip. They wag the head. And if we skip over to 14, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaves to my jaws. And you lay me in the dust of death, for dogs have surrounded me, and a band of evildoers has encompassed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look, they stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, be not far off. You help, you my help, hasten to my assistance. Deliver my soul from the sword.
Okay. Are there any here present this evening who need to partake of the Lord's Supper? If you could please raise your hand after the prayer so we make sure not to overlook you. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in prayer, praising your name and giving you thanks for your Son, our brother, and our King. We thank you for your love for us, that you came in the flesh and gave us your life, and died on the cross for our sins, and gave us the privilege and the right to become children of you. We ask that you be with those that are partaking of the bread at this hour, and